First, by Dean's Dirty Baby. Read by Kat Stark. Pairing, Sam/Dean. Rating, NC-17. Warnings. Wincest, Weecest. Graphic things start when Sam is 14. Oral, rimming, barebacking, and I'm pretty sure I packed schmoop into the porns. Summary. Dean has been there for all of Sammy's firsts, and Sam wouldn't have it any other way. Sam Winchester understands the importance and worth of firsts. He's kept a careful catalog of his own, everyone stamped in his mind or written on his heart. Any he had been too young to remember, Dean stored for him. Dean did not do sappy, and the only time he'd be found on the same planet as sentimental was when it involved Sammy. Sam would ask Dean about his first step or his first words, what his first favorite story or song had been. Dean would grin that relaxed smile that only appeared on his big brother's face when he thought about Sam, and especially when his mind traveled back that far to the tiny Sam entrusted to his care. Sam's first word had been D, and it came out with a grin and a giggle. His first smile had been for his brother, and his first steps had been into the arms that still enfolded him each night. The first time he tied his shoes, Dean's hand high-fived him. And Dean's hands were on his bike the first time he rode the big boy two-wheeler. Then they patched his knee after his first wipeout. Dean's hand held his on the walk to Sam's first day of school. He remembers the first time he looked at Dean and realized what he felt. It was mid-July, and they were training in the hot summer sun. Dean had long since shucked his shirt, and his freckled skin was covered in a light film of sweat, streaked with dirt here and there. He was in the midst of a rare moment of joy, untainted by the weight of his usual sense of responsibility. Dean's smile reached his eyes, crinkling the corners, and lighting up the green irises in a twinkle. It was just pure Dean, and it took Sam's breath away. As Sam stood there trying to find air, he knew then he was in so much trouble. Because this feeling had nothing to do with being brothers. This feeling started with a funny twinge deep in his stomach and ended with a flutter of butterflies around his heart. The day Sam caught Dean taking his first look at his little brother, the first time he knew Dean was really looking at him, was only a few weeks later. Sam's 14-year-old body had shot up several inches almost overnight. He was all summer, honey-tanned skin stretched over new muscle, and he'd wandered into the kitchen after his shower, shirtless and barefoot, jeans hanging low on his hips. He reached into the cupboard over the fridge for the Lucky Charms, and he heard the smallest intake of breath. He snuck a look behind him and found Dean staring. Dean immediately snapped his head down, suddenly very interested in his own bowl of cereal. Sam turned back toward the cupboard and grinned to himself. Sam stole the first kiss. He was tired of waiting for Dean to get over himself. Sam wanted it, had been pretty clear with Dean, but all his big brother kept saying was some crap about protecting Sam, and Sam being too young to really know what he was asking. In fact, Dean was mid-sentence of that particular argument when Sam leaned in and pressed his lips against his brother's plush mouth. Dean froze. Sam sucked the full bottom lip into his mouth, and that was the end of Big Brother's protests. Suddenly, Sam found himself on the receiving end of a Dean Winchester kiss. It left him dizzy and grinning. Lots of firsts happened quickly after that. First makeout in the Impala, still Dean's favorite spot. First handjobs under the blankets in the motel. First time they almost got caught. First fight about how much Sam was ready for. First makeup. Second fight about what Sam was ready for, which led to the first breakup. Then the makeup for that, which led to the first time they promised to never leave each other. The first time Dean sucked Sam off was everything Sammy had been hoping for. It just didn't last as long as he had imagined. Sam felt his balls tighten as soon as Dean's mouth closed around him. The wet heat of his brother's mouth was just too good. Sam's eyes slammed shut and he threw his head back, trying to think of something, anything really, other than how good Dean's tongue felt wrapped around his cock. He drew a deep breath and thought he had himself under control. Then he opened his eyes. The sight of green eyes, darkened by lust, staring up at him through long lashes, and Dean's pretty full lips stretched around Sam's dick had been too much. Sam came hard and fast before he even had a chance to warn Dean. Dean just moaned and swallowed, licked his baby brother clean like he enjoyed every taste better than the last. Dean made them wait until Sammy's 16th birthday for the first time they fucked. Dean also insisted Sam top. And while Sam certainly had no problems with fucking Dean, he resented being told what to do. Because whatever else the relationship had become, Sam was still the younger brother who did not like Dean bossing him around. His protest died on his lips the moment he had Dean underneath him, moaning and pushing back into Sam's long fingers as he was worked open. By the time his cock was buried deep in the tight heat of Dean's ass, he couldn't remember why he'd been irritated with Dean's suggestion in the first place. The first time Sam broke his promise and left Dean was the first time Sam was on his own. The first time he had a normal life. The first time he kissed someone, fucked someone, besides Dean. Stanford. Every time Dean said the word, he spat it from his mouth as if the taste of it on his tongue was too bitter to bear. Those years were the first time he realized normal could not compare to exceptional. And all the drawbacks of hunting were worth it if they came alongside all the perks of being with Dean. Dean showing up on his doorstep ignited the first reunion of the Winchester brothers. Dean said it was all about needing Sam's help to find Dad. Sam hoped it was more about Dean just needing Sam. The hunt ended in Dean pulling Sam from a burning room. Unfortunately, not a first. Sam piled into the Impala beside Dean and returned to the life he never realized he needed. Those first weeks were tense. Dean making cracks about Stanford and Sam's education. Sam tossing out threats of returning to school once they finished this hunt. Neither one of them meaning a word they were saying, but not knowing how to find their old rhythm. It was the first time they felt out of step. Sam wanted nothing more than to stretch an arm across the Impala to touch his brother, to have Dean lean into that touch. He just had no idea how to bridge this new gap, how to ask if his brother even wanted that from him anymore. So they bickered instead of touching and traded insults instead of kisses. The tension built until finally something had to give. They'd spent all day driving, then another night stuck in another crappy motel. Dean had made one too many smart-ass college boy remarks, and Sam had pushed him. Dean put his hands on Sam's shoulders and pushed him back against the wall. Dean's body came flush against Sam, chest to chest, noses less than an inch apart as their eyes locked in a heated challenge. Dean moved first, capturing Sam's lips in a bruising kiss. His hands moved into Sam's hair, grabbing hold and tugging his brother's face into position. Dean nipped at Sam's lips, and Sam could feel the frustration in his brother. This wasn't just lust. This was about punishing him for leaving. This was about proving he belonged to Dean. Dean used Sam's hair again to yank his head to the side. "Mine, Sammy." It was growled into Sam's ear and followed with a bite to his neck. Sam nodded. "Yeah, Dean. Yes." Dean kept his brother pressed to the wall, pinning Sam's hips with his own as he ripped the shirt from Sam's body. Dean nipped and bit at Sam's neck and collarbone, captured a nipple between his teeth and pinched. Sam arched beneath him and cried out. Dean rumbled out a low, dangerous laugh and bit harder, causing Sam's hips to buck against his older brother. Dean growled and pulled back from Sam, grabbed him by the biceps, twisting and pushing him onto the nearest bed. Sam allowed himself to be manhandled down onto the mattress. Sam reached for Dean's shirt, but his hands were shoved away. Dean stood and pulled his own shirt off, then quickly shucked shoes, socks, and jeans until he was standing naked in front of Sam. He grabbed lube from his bag and tossed it onto the bed next to Sam before kneeling between Sam's thighs. He tugged open the button of Sam's jeans and yanked the zipper down, hooked his fingers into the waistband and pulled Sam's boxers and jeans off. Dean bent over Sam and resumed marking the tanned skin with half moons in the shape of the older Winchester's teeth. Each bite brought a moan from Sam, and that only seemed to spur Dean on, biting harder into Sam's skin and growling. When Dean reached Sam's hip bone, he nipped and nibbled and sucked until a dark mark appeared there, Sam twisting and keening under him. Dean looked up his brother's body and met Sam's hazel eyes as he sank his teeth into the tender skin of Sam's inner thigh. Sam threw his head back, groaning and calling his brother's name. Dean's tongue came out to soothe the marred skin, lust-blown green eyes watching Sam's face. Sam felt it the moment everything shifted. All those years apart didn't matter. They were still two soul-joined halves of the one whole. He could still read Dean's thoughts as clearly as his own, and he knew without doubt that Dean felt it too. It was no longer about Dean claiming Sam. It was about the two of them finding this again, putting themselves back into the easy rhythm they'd always had in each other. Then he felt his legs lifted and his knees bent as they were thrown over Dean's shoulders, his ass coming off the bed, leaving his head bent at an odd angle. But before he could protest, he felt something teasing at his hole. Dean's tongue. Hot and wet and, oh my God, so good. "Dean," he started, but his question was cut off by his own moan as his brother's tongue made another pass over his rim. This would be a first. They had talked about it. Hal Sam had all but begged for it, but Dean had never wanted to. It seemed Big Brother had had a change of heart. "Oh, fuck," Sam cried out, his thoughts interrupted by Dean's insistent tongue pushing past his rim and entering Sam. Dean groaned against Sam, sending vibrations into places he couldn't have imagined. He gave up trying to figure out what had come over Dean and gave in to the sensation of his brother's tongue. Dean's tongue worked in and out of Sam's hole and caressed the pink rim, then swirled around the hot skin inside. Each twist and thrust sending Sam closer to the edge. "God, Dean. Need. Dean. I need. Oh, fuck." Sam had turned into a babbling mess, but Dean had spent his entire life deciphering the code of Sam speak to meet Sam's needs, and he already knew before Sam asked what he was asking for. "Gotcha, baby boy," Dean said as he lowered Sam back onto the bed and reached for the lube. Sam was already dripping with Dean's saliva, but he knew his brother would never risk hurting him, and it had been a while, years since they'd done this. Sam felt his brother slide in one finger, then two, and then a third, each added slowly, carefully, as Dean watched his face, listened to his breath, felt when his little brother's body was ready for more. Sam watched as Dean positioned himself over Sam's body, lined his dick up with Sam's entrance. Then Sam looked deep into Dean's green eyes as his brother pushed inside, one smooth, slow motion, until he was fully buried in Sam. No words were spoken, but everything in their minds, in their hearts, passed between them in that look. Dean began to move, and still their gazes remained locked. Sam watching Dean's face as he became lost in the physical sensation and the emotional connection of being them in this way again. Dean watching Sam's face as he accepted and returned everything Dean was saying with his body. The first time Sam knew he loved Dean, well, he couldn't say. He'd always loved Dean. That feeling an ever-present constant running under whatever else was going on in his life. He can point to the first time that love stunned him breathless. It was this moment. The feeling of being wrapped up in each other, filled with each other. The moment when all he could feel was Dean and his soul-searing love for his brother. His mind was flooded with all those firsts. The first look, the first kiss, the first touch. All those firsts he'd had with Dean. But this was by far Sam's favorite. The first time he felt Dean melt into him. The first time his brother said the words, "I love you, Sammy." He felt Dean's body tense with his impending orgasm. And he knew his own body was close to release as well. He whispered the words back into his brother's ear. "Love you too, Dee. Always loved you." And with that, both brothers came, first Dean, then Sam, calling each other's names and holding tight to one another. Dean collapsed on the bed beside him, then pulled Sam tight against him. As they fell asleep, Sam felt for the first time truly sated, whole and complete, tangled in the arms of his first love.